Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I've commented in the past about the alternate universe our state and federal politicians seem to live in at times. The word gridlock has been thrown around for years and never seems to lose its appropriateness. I do wish this was not the case, but it does take two or more to cause gridlock, so there's plenty of blame to go around. We send our representative to Sacramento or Washington, D.C. to legislate, which is their job. We, the people, compensate them for their time, but it does seem as though we are being taken advantage of. Doesn't matter which party or affiliate with, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, or whatever. I realize our legislators do accomplish some things. If they didn't, government would shut down and come to a halt. What I don't see is substantive progress on those things that I think mean the most to the people. One example is health care, which I have been hearing about for years to the point of being nauseous when it is brought up. All the experts agree that the current system is going to collapse in its current form. The Republicans have complained about it for 7 years, and they can't seem to agree on a fix. The Democrats fight against any Republican proposal, and the party class conflict continues, which is evident by the strict party divide on the issues. This is only one issue. We still have tax reform coming, funding for the military, disaster relief for the victims of Hurricane Harvey, and the list goes on. Legislative battles are expected, but eventually there has to be compromise. The Democrats say it is Republicans' fault, and then vice versa on the fault issue. Our form of government allows for disagreement, discussion, and then compromise on the solutions to best meet the needs of the people. It does not call for one side prevailing over the other, which does infringe on our constitutional guarantees. I believe some in Washington enjoy a populace that has no interest in the governing of our nation. That way, minority agendas seem to do better than those that serve the people. We do have a participative government, but I believe it is slipping away. You may recall the movie Wag the Dog, which was in regards to a governmental plan to fabricate a crisis, which diverted everyone's attention from what was really happening. In the movie, the tactic worked, and at times, I wonder if we are experiencing the same similar scenario today. An informed populace is important, and politicians need to be reminded that they are sent to Washington or Sacramento to serve the people, making decisions on important issues that concern those who put them in office. We need to hold them accountable, end the gridlock, and realize substantive progress on issues we send them to fix. Thank you. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.